CBS News, comedian Richard Pryor is hospitalized in critical condition with burns from an exploding cigarette lighter. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Doctors say the exploding lighter apparently set fire to Pryor's clothes. He's suffering from third-degree burns all over the upper part of his body. Dr. Jack Grossman is treating him.
He's in the Sherman Oaks Burn Center in Sherman Oaks, California. And in critical but stable condition at this time, he is conscious. The prognosis for a burn such as this, that is to say the outcome of survival of this type of a burn, can be anywhere from 25 to 35% survival in his age group because all of his burns are third degree in nature and because of his medical background.
Paramedics reportedly found Richard Pryor on a street in the San Fernando Valley near where he lives. They say he apparently ran into the street, clothes afire after the lighter blew up. More news after this.
There's one publication that can give you all the business news you need when you need it. It's the Wall Street Journal. The Journal gives you in-depth reports on everything happening in every phase of business that can affect you professionally and personally. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal. Recent articles revealed strategists' investments during the recession and advice for the newly fired. There may be a law against your dismissal. Other Wall Street Journal articles reported why steel prices haven't fallen in the face of slumping demand, the recovery of airline stocks, and the new anti-cancer drug. You would have read about the unpleasant consequences expected from the end of the year-long consumer spending spree. The Wall Street Journal. It's the only national daily business publication. Right now, you can get 20 weeks of the Journal, that's 100 copies, for just $26, a real money-saving offer. So in the continental U.S., call this toll-free number now, 800-228-1500. That's 800-228-1500, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
President Carter is due to arrive in Seattle at this hour to address the National Conference of Mayors, where there's a bit of a flap over the speaker's list. Ronald Reagan was there Sunday, John Anderson Monday. When it appeared that the president and Senator Kennedy might appear on the same day, Tuesday, the White House said no, so Kennedy's invitation was withdrawn. At the conference, Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson gave his version of the scheduling. According to Maynard Jackson, he explained it this way. He said that when it became apparent that Mr. Carter, and definite that Mr. Carter would attend the conference, then and only then did the Kennedy aides say that they wanted their man to come. Well, the White House was a little upset at that, and they said Kennedy and the president would not appear at the same time, so the Kennedy invitation was withdrawn. They offered Wednesday to Senator Kennedy, but Senator Kennedy said he had business in Washington and wouldn't be able to come. Mr. Carter was in Miami earlier Monday surveying riot damage and pledging federal rebuilding help. He got an angry send-off there. Crowds of blacks along the street booed and tossed rocks and bottles at the president's motorcade, but no one was hurt. A Canadian Pacific freight train derailed Monday night near London, Ontario. One oil tank car burned. There were several chemical cars in the train, but none of them went up. No one was hurt, but several hundred people were evacuated from their homes nearby just as a precaution. If you've been buying Sohio gasoline and so enjoying prices lower than the national average, the party's over Tuesday. Standard Oil of Ohio is boosting gas prices by 11 cents a gallon, saying government regulations are now stripping away the price advantage of companies which use Alaskan crude. In Algiers, where OPEC is talking oil pricing, there's little chance the oil ministers will agree on a unified pricing structure. Some are pressing Saudi Arabia to hike its price a bit, saying other members will lower theirs, but the Saudis are resisting. And the experts say that may mean world oil prices will remain about the same as they are now for the rest of this year. CBS News will continue in 1 minute.
Do you have cash you'd like to invest sensibly? Then you should know about Dreyfus Liquid Assets, too. It's the money market fund that combines your money with that of other investors to earn the kind of high interest rates large investors enjoy. Start with as little as $2,500. Make added investments as low as $100. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, too, your money, or as much of it as you need, is yours whenever you need it. Phone for it. Write a check for cash or to pay your larger bills. You keep right on earning till the check clears. No charge or penalty for withdrawal. No sales fee. Not even a charge for the checks. Today, you owe it to yourself to earn as much as you can on your money. So call now, 800-228-5000, for a prospectus explaining management fee charges, expenses, and the new Federal Reserve requirements. Find out how Dreyfus Liquid Assets 2 helps you get the lion's share from today's money market. Read the prospectus carefully before you invest. Day or night, call 800-228-5000. Toll free, 800-228-5000.
A semi-official Egyptian newspaper, Al Ahram, says delegates from Egypt, Israel, and the United States will meet in Washington July 7th to try to get the Palestinian autonomy talks going again. The only fully official word we have is that Israel may send its negotiator to Washington this week for preliminary meetings, and that Egypt has accepted a U.S. offer for restarting the talks and is now working on a date. The United States is offering medical help to the two Palestinian mayors badly hurt in West Bank bombings last week. Calls it a humanitarian gesture that includes an offer of hospitalization in the United States. David Jackson, CBS News.
CBS News. President Carter has arrived in Seattle. Later today, he'll defend his urban policy before the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Independent presidential candidate John Anderson told the mayors yesterday that the president has done little to help the nation's cities, despite his campaign promises 4 years ago. Behind the scenes, however, a battle royal between aides of President Carter and aides of Senator Edward Kennedy. Barry Peterson has that story.
In a game of political hardball, President Carter has scored one on Senator Kennedy. Both were scheduled to speak before the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Seattle. Carter confirmed last week, Kennedy since then. Conference officials talked to the White House after Kennedy confirmed, and says conference president Richard Carver, the mayor of Peoria, the White House said Carter would not come if Kennedy were scheduled for the same day.
We had to make a decision, and because the president had already made a firm commitment to appear before the conference, because he is the president, we chose to accommodate what appeared in the mind of the staff as an unacceptable situation otherwise.
What did you tell the senator from, or Senator Kennedy then?
I told him that we would be more than willing to offer him a forum on Wednesday.
Carver may enjoy watching these two Democrats squabble in public. He heads up the Republican mayors for Reagan. Gary Peterson, CBS News, Seattle.
President Carter flew to Seattle from Miami this morning, where there was some trouble. That story when CBS News continues.
There's one publication that can give you all the business news you need when you need it. It's the Wall Street Journal. The Journal gives you in-depth reports on everything happening in every phase of business that can affect you professionally and personally. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal. Recent articles revealed strategists' investments during the recession and advice for the newly fired. There may be a law against your dismissal. Other Wall Street Journal articles reported why steel prices haven't fallen in the face of slumping demand, the recovery of airline stocks, and the new anti-cancer drug. You would have read about the unpleasant consequences expected from the end of the year-long consumer spending spree. The Wall Street Journal. It's the only national daily business publication. Right now, you can get 20 weeks of the Journal, that's 100 copies, for just $26, a real money-saving offer. So in the continental U.S., call this toll-free number now, 800-228-1500. That's 800-228-1500, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
President Carter went to racially troubled Miami yesterday to discuss the problems there with black community leaders and city officials. It was when he finished in the Liberty City area, the part of Miami torn by race riots last month, that trouble started. Bruce Morton picks up the story from there.
It was one of those events to which, for reasons of space, the president was accompanied only by a small pool of reporters. Here's what they say happened. As Mr. Carter left, the crowd began to boo very loudly. Some people threw wadded-up paper and apparently a bottle or two towards his limousine. Mr. Carter waved at the crowd, the booing got louder, and some additional stuff was thrown. The president's motorcade then began to leave very rapidly. Some more bottles were thrown, but the worst of the action seems to have come towards the tail end of the motorcade after Mr. Carter's car had left. One photographer was struck by a bottle and knocked down. Mr. Carter may not have seen much of what went on. He was asked at Miami's airport if he knew what had happened, and he told a reporter no. Bruce Morton, CBS News, Miami Beach.
Richard Pryor, the comedian, is in critical condition at Sherman Oaks Hospital in Los Angeles this morning. He was seriously burned last night when a butane lighter he was using exploded. Doctors say he was burned over much of the upper half of his body. He is in critical but stable condition. Oil ministers of the oil exporting cartel OPEC are scheduled to meet again today in Algeria. There are reports from the OPEC meeting that the oil ministers are locked in disagreement over just how much they should raise the price of crude oil. The U.S. Census Bureau reports that new home sales in the U.S. dropped 21% in April. That's the lowest level in 17 years. The U.S. dollar slipped to a 10-month low in the Tokyo Foreign Currency Exchange. The dollar dropped almost 2 yen below yesterday's close to 215.90 yen in early trading. Now this.
24-hour holding power. Ezo denture cushions give you full-time protection all day, all night. They have no funny taste. They won't wash out. They won't catch stubborn scraps of food. They won't hurt you or embarrass you. So until you see your dentist, use Ezo, the temporary holding aid. A fitting choice to help keep those dentures in their place. That's Ezo, E-Z-O. 24-hour holding power. Hard living. Shoot the works. Nowhere to go but places. Nothing to do but things. Libby Holman, the first of the torch singers, loved by playboys and girls.
Millionaire has been found dead.
Did she do it? Money to spend. Bored stiff. Sing, Libby, sing. Libby, an epic of the 30s by award-winning author Milt Macklin. New from Tower Paperbacks. Pick up a book you hate to put down.
A federal judge in New York has struck a note for humor. The judge was called on to hear a case in which the composer of the song I Love New York sued the NBC television broadcast Saturday Night Live for infringement of copyright in using the song as part of a comic skit poking fun at Mayor Edward Koch's campaign to promote New York City. Copyright laws should be hospitable to the humor of parody, said the judge. Suit dismissed. I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News.